Hey, y'all, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, March 21st. Happy Saturday. I imagine you sitting on a swing or doing something wonderfully restful today. Probably not the case, but I hope it will be. Our family celebrates Wayne's dad's 70th birthday today. We're going to have a party. His actual birthday is not for a week or so, but we're in South Carolina today and enjoying fellowship there. Tomorrow, Joel Burks will be preaching in both services. And so let us lift Joel up to the Lord and ask the Lord to bring his word in power and truth and to use Joel as his servant. Thank you, Joel, for standing in tomorrow for Wayne and preaching the sermon. Y'all want to go over the memory passage one more time? It's Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. Remember, there is there twice. No is about four times if you look at it forward and backwards. In Christ Jesus is in this passage two times. We've got two different laws, the law of the Spirit of life and the law of sin and death. If I haven't ultimately confused you, then let's begin. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. Great job for those of you who tried it with me. Today we will read a companion passage to the book of Romans. We'll be reading Isaiah chapter 45, verses 20 through 25. And one of the verses in this passage is quoted directly in Romans 14, verse 11. As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. Starting in verse 20. Gather together and come, assemble, you fugitives from the nations. Ignorant are those who carry about idols of wood, who pray to gods that cannot save. Declare what is to be, present it. Let them take counsel together. Who foretold this long ago? Who declared it from the distant past? Was it not I, the Lord? And there is no God apart from me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none but me. Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. By myself I have sworn, my mouth has uttered in all integrity a word that will not be revoked. Before me every knee will bow. By me every tongue will swear. They will say of me, in the Lord alone are deliverance and strength. All who have raged against him will come to him and be put to shame. But all the descendants of Israel will find deliverance in the Lord and will make their boast in him. Paul uses this passage to remind us that we should not judge other people, that we will all stand before the judgment seat of the Lord. As I read this passage, I was challenged to pray for those in my realm of influence who still do not believe. Turn to me and be saved, the Lord says, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. I pray today alongside you for whoever it is that's on your prayer list, that they would believe in God and know that there's no other God out there, and that they might see before the day of judgment that he's king and that he has all power to deliver and strengthen them. And Lord, I pray for those who feel like there are blockades between you and them, that they don't feel loved, that they don't feel like you have provided strength or blessing, that they would have eyes of faith and hope and make their boast in you. Our second passage is one of my favorite blessings from the Bible. It's found in Numbers 6, verses 24 through 26, and it connects with Romans 15:13, which calls out to the God of hope to fill us with joy and peace. Would you hold out your hands and receive this blessing? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. And now for our daily dose of the Psalms, Psalm 70. For the director of music of David, a petition. Hasten, O God, to save me. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May those who want to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, aha, aha, turn back because of their shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, the Lord is great. But as for me, I am poor and needy. Come quickly to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. Lord, do not delay. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Happy Saturday again. I'm going to pray through the passages and then lead us in Psalm 143, 8 through 10 as a prayer. Oh Lord, we lift our hearts to you. We're thankful, Lord, that you are creator and sustainer, redeemer and judge of all. Lord, we know that one day every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we ask on behalf of those whom we love, who have not confessed yet that you are Lord, that they would have eyes to see their Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, and that they would believe and have faith in you. We also pray, dear Lord, a blessing over those who can hear. Oh Lord, would you bless and keep them, make your face to shine upon them, and give them favor. We pray specifically for Joel as he prepares to preach tomorrow, that you would give him favor and that your word would bring revelation and knowledge and understanding and conviction. And we pray according to Psalm 70, Lord, would you make haste in situations where we don't know what to do, and would you deliver us? Continue to help us to be grateful and to rejoice in you and be glad. And may this morning bring news of your unfailing love, for we have put our hope in you. Show us the way we should go, for to you we entrust our lives. Rescue us from our enemies, Lord, for we hide ourselves in you. Teach us to do your will, for you are our God. May your good spirit lead us in level paths. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.